Welcome to the Faith and Life Advent Devotional Podcast Series featuring daily devotions from the book Living Every Day as Christmas Eve. You can find the book on Amazon.com or visit us at SchulteConsulting.com. You are important to us, and we'd love to hear from you about how this devotional podcast helped you grow deeper in your spiritual life. As you spend time listening, whether in individual devotion, in study with your small group, or in worship as a church body, think about your Christian life in a new way. A way that eagerly looks for the second coming of our Lord, like a child anticipating Christmas on Christmas Eve. Each scripture verse, read by Kimberly Poole, prayer by Jermaine Griffith, and devotion by me, John Schulte, has been selected with the hope that you will find a positive, practical Christian message that helps you in your living every day as Christmas Eve.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 1, 2, 7, 9, 11, and 12. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who was born the king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star, which they had seen in the east, went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way.
The Magi, often known to us as the Three Wise Men, unknowingly stepped into a political, religious, and historical hornet's nest. Herod was a paranoid and delusional tyrant whose reign consisted of killing most people close to him in authority, including his own family, in a desperate effort to cling to power. The Magi's question set off what may be considered one of the most heinous crimes, besides the crucifixion of Christ, in the New Testament. Herod's fear of another king taking his throne grew into a murderous plot to kill all the male children in Bethlehem under the age of 2 years old. While Herod was consumed by his evil nature, the Magi were worshiping the true king and presenting him with royal gifts. Again, unknown to the Magi, God was watching over his salvation plan and providing for its successful fulfillment through their gifts. The Holy Family would have to leave immediately to avoid the murderous Herod. There was no time to plan or save money, and a trip to Egypt, even if only a few months until Herod would die, was still a great expense. However, the willingness of the Magi to follow the star, their determination to worship a true king, and their openness to heeding God's warning was more important than they may have ever realized. Like the Magi, we cannot see the full story of what God is doing through our lives. But one thing's for sure, the Magi remind us that we can always be sure that our lives have a greater impact than we may ever realize.
Father, we may not understand the interplay of events in our lives, as this is your story alone to tell, but we are assured that all is as it should be. We claim our salvation and accept both the mystery and beauty of redemption.
Schulte Consulting Services, educational growth and business development.